Okay, so this is opening shear. We're talking about the Plateros and just planning to give really the most basic of overviews of the origin of it, what Shlomo did, what Yirmiyahu did, the reasons for creating the Kateret HaKana. Is this a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah doing Erev Chatzeros and Shiduvei Mavoz? And then the question of Erev Chatzeros versus Shiduvei Mavoz, why do we have two different things? Can Erev suffice without Shiduv? Can Shiduv suffice without Erev? And some of the technical issues that come up along the way in managing those. The basic idea of what Erev Chatzeros Shiduvei Mavoz are can be explained, I think, fairly easily. Technically, from a Daraisa perspective, you should be able to transport items from a Rishus Hayachid into a Rishus Hayachid without a problem. And that would include a fully enclosed yard that happens to have houses that open off of it. That should be no problem. However, we are told that Shlomo creates a takana in which if you have, now I'll be careful how I say this because I have to modify it a little bit later, but if you have two adjacent Rishuyos Hayachid, two adjacent private properties with different different owners, different sets of residents, you can't transport from one into the other unless you first merge the properties before Shabbos. And the merging of the properties is called an Erev Chatzeros when you're dealing with a yard that has houses off of it. If you're dealing with a Mavli, which we assume is a space with greater traffic, which has chatzeros that open into it, houses open into the chatzer, which open into the mavli, then you merge them by doing shituvei mavoz. And the way you merge them is by having a jointly owned meal with contributions from the different residents, and that, again, has to be discussed in terms of what qualifies as a meal and who exactly has to contribute, and do all the residents of a chatzer have to contribute to the shituf, or can one resident of a chatzer contribute to the shituf, and so forth. That has to be placed in a particular location. The rules are different for where you place a shituf meal as opposed to where you place a chatzer meal, and there's a text that you have to recite and a bracha that is recited, and all of that needs to be discussed in the coming weeks. Right? That's, I think, a fair digest of what we're talking about with Erev Chatzeros and Shituvei Mavoz. So, Shlomo HaMelech, we are told, is involved in this takana, but what involvement in the takana means is a really good question. If you take a look at the first source of the too many that are sitting on your source sheet, I brought you the version of it that appears in the Gemara in Shabbos, Yudalad Amud Beis. It also appears in Erevin, Chafalof Amud Beis, but it's basically the same line. B'sha Shetikin Shlomo Erevin Netilas Yadayim. When Shlomo enacted the rules of Erevin as well as Netilas Yadayim, Yatsa Basko Va'omra, a voice came out and said, B'ni, my son, Imchacham Libcha Yismach Libi Gamani. If your heart is wise, then my heart will be wise as well. And that's a pasuk, of course. So, Chacham b'ni v'samach libi v'ashiva charfi davar, etc. Fine. We'll come back to that line and what the simcha was a little bit later. But Shlomo enacts Erevin Netilas Yadayim. Of course, he has another takana, which is shnios, right? The prohibition of certain relationships that is beyond the ones that the Torah prohibits. So what is the takana for Erevin? Rashi says in source base, Oznayim lahotzas Shabbos. We call them Oznayim. That's part of the greater flow in the Gemara. They are ears for the issue of transport on Shabbos. Sha'aser lahotzi merishusel erishus chavero. You're not allowed to transport from your property to the next person's property. V'haval pishishnei merishus hayachid. Even though both of them are private property. Similarly, where this appears in Erevin Chafal from the Beis, Rashi says what you see in source Gimel, that Shlomo created this. V'gazer shlola hotzi rishus hayachad rishus hayachad chaveiro. No transporting from your rishus hayachad to the neighbor's rishus hayachad. Lasos siag rachav aliser Torah to protect the Torah's prohibition. Shlo yava lahatim rishus harabim rishus hayachad. Lest people transport from public into private, he says. Which is kind of funny, because we usually think of it as the opposite. But v'hainu dichsiv izein v'chiker tikein mishalim harbei. Right, that's the pasuk in Kohelas. Sha'asa oznayim la'Torah ka'aznei kli shelves and osovam. It's like ears for a vessel that you know the handles on a pitcher that will enable you to get a handle. Someone should give a shiur on that. The handle on the pitcher that helps you to pick it up. Okay, so the implication of Rashi's language is that Erev Chatzeros is actually a later solution for a problem that Shlomo created. In other words, Shlomo said no transport. That's it. And you're done. However, the general trend is to assume that that's not true, and that Shlomo actually creates the Erev Chatzeros as well as the prohibition. That's certainly the implication of the Rambam's language. You spent a lot of time on the Rambam, I hope, right, in Perek Aleph?
Yeah.
So we don't need to walk through it now, but I brought it for you in Source Dalet. But just looking at the beginning of Halacha Hey, right? It's Hilchas Erev in Perek Aleph, based through Hey, is the description of it. But look at Hey. Lefichach tikein shekol rishus hayachid is shetechalik b'diurin v'yelchaz kol echad v'echad ba rishus la'atzmo v'yishar mimena makom rishus kulan v'yad kulan shava bo. Shlomo enacted that anytime you have a rishus hayachid with different residents, such that each one has part of it himself, and there's a space that is also available to everybody, Yad Kul and Shavabo, could go in Chatzar Abatim, like a yard vis-a-vis houses. Shanachshav Oso Amakum Shiyad Kul and Shavabo Kilu Rishus HaRabim. We consider the place that everybody has access to, like a Rishus HaRabim. And we consider all the other places to be Rishus HaYachid, and you would not be able to transport between them. But he concludes, Ad Shiyarvu Kulan, until they all merge together. So it sounds like, and in general, that's the flow of the language of the Rambam. It sounds like Shlomo HaMelech does the Erev possibility as a whole, and that's certainly what Rav Haigon understood. Now, there are different versions that are slightly different from each other of what Rav Haigon said. If you look at Hay, which presumably is the oldest of sources, the Shari Tshuva, Erevin Hayach Tikein Shlomo V'chilo HaYunogin Yisrael Bam Kodem Shlomo, how did Shlomo create Erevin? Didn't they have that before? V'heshiv HaGon Rabbeinu Haizal Kivadai Kachem HaDvarim. Yeah. Aval kol osam hashanim shal Yisrael trudim b'malchamos u'ba'ayvim v'kam yinei tzavos lo hayalem p'nai limdo b'in ir la'ir u'atakin pishchem v'avos laniach erevin. He says Erev Chatzeros existed as a concept before Shlomo. However, they were involved in all their wars, and therefore they didn't have the opportunity to measure between cities to set up the entrances of the Mavoid to allow for transport within it. Right, the, you know, put out a lechi is time consuming. We're at war. The to put out the erevin shayel lehem machanos v'lo nagu be'eruv ki the machaneim peturim. They didn't have eruv in the machane in the military camps anyway. They were potter, like the next mishnah in that in erevin says habadvarm tuv machane and so forth. So therefore, it wasn't really something that was so necessary, and they were busy. What I find interesting here, and different from the way the Smag reports it, is two things. Number one, when you look at the Smag in Vav, you find that his emphasis is simply the exemption. Right? His emphasis is, you didn't need it until now. As opposed to the way it appears in Shari Tshuva, where he also adds the fact that they didn't have time. Number two is, which Erev is he talking about in the version in Shari Tshuva? Which kind of Erev?
Sounds like Tchum.
Right? He talks about measuring between places. That has nothing to do with Erev Chatzeros. It's a much broader discussion, and if you look at what he quotes here.
It's not and Chatzeros.
Yeah. Right, not to exclude.
Machen is obviously Tchum Chatzeros.
Right. Well, no, it's not. Look at what he does. He says, your potter there, Mila Arev. I think, and this is hard to say, but it sounds like he thinks that there are no Erev issues bichlal in a machane.
Well, maybe, but I'm saying that the Mishnah, he's
not excluding Erev Chatzeros, right, but he's adding an Erev Tchumen. As a general principle, all of these things don't apply, whereas the Smag is very explicit. It's just Erev Chatzeros. So I thought that was interesting.
Was there a carry opposition to Erevin? Because there's that tendency in Gaonim to take things.
And the answer is, I don't know, but it's very likely.
Yeah. I mean, Rav Hai opposes Rav Sadia Gaon's doing it to Yom Tov Sheni,
right,
but he's doing it to Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumen, and throwing it back to,
right,
you know, I don't know, Matan Torah.
Right. Now, the Divrei Yirmiyahu on the Rambam is puzzled by the whole question. Right? As you can ask that with any Dirabbanan, why didn't they do this until now? There was a moment in time when it was necessary. Bless you. So the Divrei Yirmiyahu says it's because we find other takanos for Shabbos that date back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, we're wondering, why didn't this one make the cut for Moshe, and what is it for Shlomo? And that's what we're giving the answer with regarding war. But either way, whichever way you read Rav Haigon, it's very clear he believes that Shlomo creates Erev Chatzeros as a whole, and not simply the Isser Hotzah. And that's the Chasam Sofer's belief as well. The Chasam Sofer has a nice piece on this. I brought you an excerpt in Source Ches, where he says, Av agav shu mitzvah laso siyag la Torah, He's talking about the fact that the piece in Shabbos that we quoted before said Hashem was really happy when Shlomo did Eruv Chatzeros, right? And he talks about Eruv Chatzeros in Nitzlas Yadayim. He doesn't say Hashem was happy when Shlomo created the Shnios prohibition. So he says, Achagavshu mitzvah lasa siyag v'Torah, granted that there is a mitzvah of creating protections for the Torah, mikomakum l'shayach yismach libi, ki, that's not going to make God happy, ki ula yikashlu b'zeh b'nei adem sheh magunim. People may not follow it. And that would be bad. But when he made this protection for Shabbos, and he created a tikkun such that they should not, they should not have problems because now they'll have the ability to mend it by doing the eruv. That made Hashem happy. So the clear implication is that Shlomo HaMelech did it, did the tikkun. Otherwise, what do you mean with the yismach libi?
Is he saying the yismach libi is not even about the siyag, it's about the tikkun?
Yes, that's correct. That's exactly what he's saying. And it tells you a diamond to repair tuma.
Right, okay.
Yeah. He also says that the bracha, when you establish the eruv, is not on the yisr hatzah, it's on the tikkun of the eruv. Yeah.
Okay.
The Mishnah Halachos is especially adamant about this. In Ches Kuf Mem Gimel, I brought you a small piece of a much larger piece. He begins because somebody asked him the question and said, it sounds like, really, that Shlomo only created the Yisr, not the Erev Chatzeros. So maybe Erev Chatzeros isn't the mitzvah at all. And wow, does he go to town on him. He says, Du'u ki toz gadol ta harav hanal. The rabbi who told you that is so mistaken. U'le'ad yohar b'shar shetikin Shlomo Erevin. Right? It says, when Shlomo created Erevin. No? Can't you read? The Pashutu Mitzvah Seymid Rabbanon, he is a Mitzvah Seymid Rishona, Shenichnesa B'Yisrael, B'Seyd Rashas. That is our first Mitzvah Saseh, as found in the Gemara. And he goes on and on and on, Ashik Chonsas Abtsivanu, and so forth. The Mishnah Lachos is quite strong in this regard. Some do contend that Erev Chatzeros as a concept was much older, but Shlomo made it a mitzvah. Right? The version that we saw of the of Rav Haigon, right, in the Shari Tshuva, indicated also that it existed before Shlomo. Right? The Shlomo is the one who makes it into a takana.
Is he saying chronologically the first mitzvah?
No, see, he says in Shas, so that makes it sound like it's the first one you encounter, but it does sound like it's the first one, period. You know?
Chronologically.
Yeah.
But that makes more sense than saying the first one in Shas, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that's what he writes. Right, you know, he does that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're right. I thought it was an interesting language also. You're right. So, this idea, though, that it exists before Shlomo and Shlomo makes it a mitzvah is also noted by the Mishnah Halachos in a separate tshuva in Source Yud. We point out a medrash that's found in the Psikta Zitrasa, but also in Targum Yonasan in Parshas Beshalach. When the Pasuk says, Vayob Yomashishi, Vehechino Eis Asher Yaviyu, so the Targum Yonasan writes, Vehe Biyomashis Isoi, it'll be on day 6, Vizamnun Madi Yesun Lekamehon Lamechel Biyomad Shamsa, they shall prepare that which they will bring to eat on Shabbos, via Arvun Vivat. All those mavoas that they had in the midbar, they're going to do erev and they'll do sheet of their begin the meisayim midain l'dayin, so that they'll be able to bring it from one to the other. That's rest of the pasuk by Mishnah. So he says that's erev chatzeros. The medrash that he brings, which I didn't include in my excerpt here, notes as well. The pasuk says veichinu eis asher yaviu. Not a Sesher Yochlu, but a Sesher Yaviyu. So how they're doing some kind of preparation that relates to transport. So he says, yeah, they're doing Erevin already from the days of Moshe. But Shlomo is the one who is mitaking it. Honestly, I don't know what that sentence means. Meaning, was there an Isser? If there was an Isser, then Shlomo isn't mitaking it. It has to be there earlier than you need the Chateros. If there was no Isser, then what were you doing? What was the point of your Eruv? Was it just, we're nice people, we like each other, we're going to be joining together? I don't really understand what he's saying.
That's
the words.
That's what he says, though.
But I don't know what he means. I mean, I can repeat the words, too.
Right, yeah.
I just know what he's talking about. And then it gets more complicated because of the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which the Smag refers to in Yud Aleph. He quotes you the Bahag. Kasav b'halachas gedolos. Lo mibaya rishus ha-ravim de'orach malkahu de'osla tatulei arba'amos hecha de'la ke'eru. Ella afilu bin mavoi la mavoi, bechemi mavoi la chatzir, bechemi mavoi la chatzir la chatzir, bechemi chatzir la bayis, bechemi bayis la bayis, bechemi bayis la chatzir. Asr le taltule, no transport at all. Vafilu bin mavoi gufei, even within the mavoi, asr tadal arbamos. Ellen kain irvu, unless they do an eruv shenamar, because the pasuk says, the veloso tziu masami matechen biyom hashavas. You shall not transport, you shall not take an item out of your house on Shabbos. That's Yirmiyah. Adkan Divrayim. That's the end of the quote from the Bahag. So he brings me, Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, to talk about not transporting in all these places. I don't understand. So Nira li mitoch divrei Rav Yehudai Gaon, ki bimei Yirmiyah Navi, lo shamru divrei gzeira Shlomo HaMelech, la'ari b'chatzev l'shatev b'bavos. Then in Shlomo's day, they weren't listening to Shlomo's Takana, and what Yirmiyah was doing was being mechazik the Takana. He was strengthening what Shlomo did by making a declaration about the same way that if you made declarations about everything. So that's what the Smag writes. Well, not everything, but maybe 13 out of the 613. So that's his approach. The Divrei Yirmiyahu, which I brought you in the next source, offers a different explanation in Yud Beis, and he says it could be that Yirmiyahu is at the time when the walls of Yerushalayim have had gaps broken into them before Menashe fixes them, and therefore maybe actually it was in Yisur Del Raisa to transport at that point. This wasn't a battery of Chatzeros at all. Okay. The issue is Yaakov says that Yirmiyahu was referring to not carrying Mibayis Labayis, which wasn't in the original Takana, and that's what I'm going to get to now.
Wait for you.
Okay. Feel free to sit down.
What is... I thought they were bringing from outside the walls to begin with.
Well, but it says, Los Yomasami Batechem.
Oh, even within the city.
Why is it matter for the wall?
I'll tell you what, that you're gonna have to catch the first 15 minutes of.
Oh.
But the big question that we now want to address is what exactly was included in Shlomo's Takana? If you look in the Rambam's wording again, so you have to go back to Dalet and you want Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says that Shlomo HaMelech makes this Takana lest people make a mistake and say, Kishem Shemutur Lahotzi Menachatzeros Lerachovos Hamedina Veshukeha, just like we are allowed to transport from the Chatzir to the street and the market, Ulahachnes Mehem Lachatzeros, and to transport from those back into the Chatzir, Kein Mutur Lahotzi Menachatzeros Lesadeh, so too you can transport from the Medina into the Sadeh. The Sadeh is what he's defining as a Rishus HaRabin. Right, and take from the Rishus Rabin back into the Medina, and they'll think that this the Shuk and the Rachov are all one Rishus, and then people will forget, bottom line, the issue of transport from Rishus Ayachat to Rishus Rabin. That's the way the Rambam frames it. If I just have this Rambam, my assumption is that Shlomo HaMelech's Takana is only about Chatzer and Mavli, where you have joint properties. And that was the implication of what he said in Halacha Hay also. But on the other hand, when he actually says what you do, he says mibayis labayis as well, from house to house too. Right? The Rambam doesn't satisfy himself only with the idea of the mechatzer labatim, batim lechatzer, but the Rambam also talks about bayis labayis as though it was part of this.
Can you go from bayis to bayis without going through a chatzer?
Yes, if there's a window between them.
Oh, and he's saying even in that case,
yeah,
it would be Asir.
That's our understanding. Well, it definitely, we're going to come back to it being Asir in a second. But the Rambam, does he think Shlomo did this or not? So the Divrei Yirmiyahu offers you a nafkamina. He says nafkamina would be bracha. What if I just have two houses with a window in between them, and all I want to do on Shabbos is transport from one house into the other, and I want to make an Eruv in order to be able to do that. Do I make a bracha on that? If it's not part of Shlomo's Takana, maybe I don't make a bracha on it. The issue is Yaakov, as we noted, during Achana, has other ramifications in Shinayin Beis Beis, Shinayin Hay Beis.
Why would that be a Suffolk bracha?
Because if it's not part of Shlomo's Takana, but who made the Takana? Maybe it's not.
With you're living in an apartment.
He argues.
What about an apartment building? How would that, like, would the hallway be like a chatzer, or would it be like through a window?
Good question. We're not going to be there in this year.
Or by next week.
Okay.
Are you covering it?
No.
So then.
Well, you're next week.
Oh, I'm next week.
Yeah.
So next week.
As a matter of halacha, we generally assume that mibayis labayis is indeed usur, even without any chatzer in between. In other words, the two houses with the window in between them are indeed prohibited from transport to each other. There are a number of sources that are brought to prove this. I brought you, I think, one of them here. If you take a look at Source Yud Gimel, the Mishnah in Erevin, in the beginning of Perek Zayin, chalon shebein shtei chatzeros. If there are two chatzeros, he's talking about right now, and you have a window in between, right? And the window is arbal arba besel chasara. It's 4x4 within 10 tefach of the ground. Ma'arvin shnayim. So then, those are two different domains. They do two separate erevin. Rimatzu ma'arvin echad. But they could do one because they could consider themselves one through the window. Pachos me'arbal arba. However, if the window is less than 4x4, olamala me'asara, or it's too high up, higher than 10 tefach. The Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'im Ma'arvin Echad. So then they are considered two separate domains. So on that, if you take a look at Yudala, Tosfos Yom Tov says, the Bar Tanua writes, V'davka b'chatzer, this is talking yards, aval b'bayis hamakura, but if it's a house with a roof, afilu l'mala miyud, then even if the window is higher than 10, we're still going to consider them one. Hachi Yisa b'gemar. And the Tosfos Yom Tov comments, "V'nira mizeh d'shnei batim b'lo chatzer nami einon yachol l'taltal mizeh l'zeh b'lo eruv." The implication is that you need an eruv for two houses that have this window between them. They still need an eruv. And he says, "V'chein muchach b'resh perek tes." And you're going to see that as well in the beginning of the ninth perek, where Rabbi Shimon is going to be mekel. He's going to be lenient. We've seen this already. We saw this in our discussion of karfefos. So he's lenient about transport on roofs and in yards and in karfefos, not needing to be ma'arev. But the implication is that the residents who live in the houses that are beneath those roofs do need to be ma'ariv, and so writes the Rambam there. He says that seems to be what's going to be required. So you're not allowed to transport mibayis labayis, and that's what we in fact say. There's more. There's a prima. We got the mishpat zav shin samach lav zayin. The Devar Shmuel kuf pei beis seems to present a kula. But honestly, it's hard to read and even harder to retype. So I didn't go into it here. But if you want to, I can give you the Hebrew books link. It's page 143 of the PDF.
Copy paste?
No, not with this one. Okay. The OCR is a little bit harder on this kind of a manuscript.
Oh, it's scanned?
Yeah. So what do we do with the Rambam's rationale, which shouldn't apply to Mibayis Labayis, if the Takana does include Mibayis Labayis? So the Mekeres HaMishnah notes that the Rambam sounds like he's saying that house to house without a yard is not an issue, but he says that in general it's concerned for confusion. The Mekeres HaMishnah Chelma is the one you want. There are two Mekeres HaMishnahs in the Bar Ilan. The Tosfos Yom Tov simply says, though, that the as I brought you in Tesvav, he says the answer could simply be that there was a later takana of house to house. It could be Shlomo didn't do the house to house one.
Okay.
And yet it doesn't bother him that we're making a bracha on it. Did Shlomo's the Tosfos Yom Tov?
Because if it's a later takana, then it's a takana, yeah. And we can make a bracha on it.
The Yeshua's Yaakov actually says the Ritva said this too, but I couldn't find it in the Ritva. The Shus Yaakov is the one, the two that I mentioned earlier, Shinayin Beis Beis, Shinayin Hei Beis, as well as Shin Hei Beis Aleph. Don't know. So the other question about Shlomo's Takana is it just Eruv Chatzeros, or does it include Shitufei Mavoos? The idea that if you want to transport from your house into the Mavoi, and maybe from that Mavoi into another Mavoi, from that Mavoi into another house, that you would be allowed to do that by merging them. The language of the Gemara was just Eruvin. Right, and in particular when you read Rav Haigon's language, but we're going to see shortly that Eruv may include Shituf. The split in the language is unclear. The Svazemes says it could be that it wasn't in fact included. The Svazemes in Eruv and Yudalef Amud Beis, I brought it here, says in Source Tezayim, Vima Shakasav Asmak Ba'asin Derabanan, right, I say Aleph. B'shem Rav Haigon, Atam Shtikin Shlomo Erev Nishayu Kol Hayom Avelchamos Ha Shlomo Ubemachne Petur Me'ev HaChatzeros, etc. Mashma Delo Havi B'chlata Kana Shlomo El Erev HaChatzeros V'lo Tikunim Avoi. It sounds like all he did was Erev HaChatzeros. He's dealing with the question of whether Shituf Mavoos is called a Derabanan or not, and he ends up saying, yeah, but on the other end, Takanas Nevi'im can be called a Derabanan, which is its own subtopic. If we were doing those Tuesday Shir, and we had talked about, that would be a Tuesday Shir, whether something from the Navi can be called a Derabanan.
Wouldn't it be higher than? Like,
well, that's the question. You asked the good question, now you have to give the Tuesday Shir. So, why create this Takana? What's the rationale? So we've
in school at some point.
The why did we create this takkan in the first place? So you already know what we saw in the Rambam, and Rashi brings it on the Gemara. You want to avoid deterioration of Hotzah observance to the point that people forget it altogether. However, there is a Yerushalmi which says something different. If you take a look at Source Yud Zayin, or right now we think it says something different. The Smak didn't think it said something different, but let's see the Yerushalmi. Om Rav Yeshua, Mipnei Mama Arvin Bachatzeros. Rav Yeshua says, why is it that we do Erev Chatzeros? Mipnei Darkei Shalom, because we want peace between people. There's nothing that creates peace like having a joint meal, right? For sure, like all the stories about people's Thanksgiving dinners and what happens. But all right, nonetheless. And then we get a story which, frankly, in our ears today, sounds a little bit odd. There was a woman who had some enmity towards their friend, so to speak, colleague, co-resident, neighbor. Gabe brought. She sent her eruv to her son. Naste the gafafte the neshakte. Well, she gave him a hug, she gave him a kiss, showed him affection. Asava Amar Kumeima, he went and told his mother. Amar, she said, Hachin Havas Rachmel, Hachmel, Rachmeli. Oh, wow, she likes me like this. V'lo Avena Yada, I didn't know. Mitokach Asu Shalom. And the result was they created peace between each other. It seems like they made peace much more easily in the stories that appear in the Gemara.
What do you mean they sent an Eruv?
Meaning the meal. You're merging with via a meal. This is the Eruv meal for the Eruv Chatzeros. You have to go back to the first 15 minutes. The way we're merging properties is by creating a joint meal, which is owned by all of them. All of them have contributed to it.
Does someone actually eat a meal every Shabbos for the Toronto Eruv?
So that's actually part of the discussion that we're not going to get to, of do you have to do this every week and eat it every week? There were those who had the minhag to eat it every week. But the general practice is that it simply sits there. And if someone needed it, they could. Rav Shachter tells the story about a fellow in his building who used to eat the Erev Chatzeros because he used to forget to get challah. Perhaps why did he forget? He used to forget to get kechav for Shabbos. He would eat the Erev Chatzeros. But generally speaking, it's something that usually you get a box of matzah and you leave it for a year. That's more or less what's done in practice. Okay.
Matzah lasts a long time.
Yes, and that's why we use it.
If you ever need it, you can just take it.
Yes.
That happens or something.
And if someone tries to stop you from taking it, that can actually disqualify the Erev Chatzeros.
It belongs to everyone.
We used to keep ours. This is going to be a discussion about where you place it, but we used to keep ours in the Kogrom Mitchul. There was a big sign on it saying Erev Chatzeros, and I would announce it's for everybody, but I announced it between Mincha Ma'ariv on Wednesday when we set it up. You know, it wasn't as though people... necessarily. Maybe I should have made the announcement there, on Shabbos also.
Someone
came over to my shul and he's like, I need bread for Shal Shudah. So he put it in there. He's like,
that's there.
That's
what it's there for. It's yours. So the Rishalmi says, the reason why we're creating Erev Chatzeros is for Shalom. And maybe go back to the question of what were they doing with them before Shlomo, and maybe it was just we created joint meals because it was a nice potluck. Well, everybody
this woman
contributed to
have
them.
A meal with a woman
so the, yeah, that was, because she wanted to be able to carry also.
Because only Shlomo was them, they needed peace. And the time right. They showed up, everyone got along so well.
Well, if you take a look at the Mishnah Halachos, I see I didn't bring the Mishnah Halachos on you, but the Mishnah Halachos in Yud Aleph Shin Yud Tes adds, he says, war exempted them from doing this because wars are the opposite of peace. Only Shlomo HaMelech, who made peace, merited to make Erevin to bring Shalom between people. And that's the boss call that comes out when he enacts it because peace is important to us. And then he goes on to say, I can't believe I didn't bring this on the sheet. I was just very tired. But because when he goes on with it, he says, that's why we continue to make Erevin despite people's opposition. People have all sorts of tainas and you can't make an Erevin. This is wrong with the Erevin. He says, we insist on making them because Bali Machlokas will always find a reason to oppose Shalom and we persist.
I just saw in Roman, you don't need an Eruv in war, but then he says, but you need a ten Amma Mechitz around the camp or something.
That's a separate discussion. So the question now is, do we consider Eruv/Shituv to actually be a mitzvah? So the poskim are emphatic that you are supposed to do Eruv, right? The Ritva, after that passage in the Gemara about and not making the Amorim who did not make, you know, Eruvin. So the Ritva comments, it's in Source Yechas, and the Kaf HaChaim brings this Ritva, it's in the Kaf HaChaim Shin Samach Vav Kuf Chavei, that a Tzuba Merabanan should not live in a Mavo Yerachatze that do not have Eruv. You're supposed to have it. The Tashbates writes very strongly in Beis Lamed Zayin, it's a series of Tshuvos to the same person. So he writes, the 11th, is there any concern for Avera in doing Tikkunei Mavoz? Chas v'shalom! Aval hazar is bazaar, raise a meshubach. Ad rabbi, t'meim v'gemara, al misha efshal atake v'inu matake. Right, the gemara, that's Erev and Samaches. Says, how dare you not make an error? Of course you're supposed to do it. Umisha libo nokfo bazaar. Somebody was bothered by this. Hayodos gemurahi. That's called hayodos. Right, someone who wasn't going to do it. That just shows that he doesn't know what he's doing. Oh, minus nizrakaba, or maybe not. Maybe he's just a heretic. Uzchus gedola hilimetakin. It's great merit for the one who does it. Of course, you should be doing it. And the simple language of the Shulchan Aruch sure sounds like it is a mitzvah to do it. I brought you the Shulchan Aruch there in Shin Samach Vav and Shin Tzadi Hey in sources Chaf and Chafalef. Mitzvah lachzar achar eruvichateros. Mitzvah lachzar achar shituvim mabos. The Aruch Hashulchan says in Shin Tzadi Hey Aleph, do shituv. Even if you don't think you need it, yes.
If so, it's a mitzvah to do it and then not hold by it. Like,
no, the issues of not holding by it are a separate discussion. But I really want to get through the part through this because I want Rabbi Zion to take over it on Friday of next week. So the Moro Kitzia, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Chaf Beis says, of course it's a mitzvah. He quotes the question of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asks, "V'tema ad kan lo amrin al gabei eruv tchumin, aval gabei eruv chatzeros my mitzvah." The Beis Yosef asks, "Is this really a mitzvah? Eruv tchumin we know because the rule is you're only supposed to make eruv tchumin if it's for the sake of going somewhere for a mitzvah. So eruv tchumin has a mitzvah associated with it. But eruv chatzeros, what's the mitzvah?" And the Moruk Tzir Rav Emden writes, "Tema al harav otzer blum." The phrase that's used in the Gemara to refer to somebody who learns Torah and never forgets it. He says, "I'm shocked." Otzer balum l'tara that he is. Eich lo yada v'lo ra mashakasa v'simen ha-samoch deru v'chatzeros mitzvah. Didn't he read the next simen in the tour, where the tour writes that it's indeed a mitzvah? V'amav, not to mention, he wrote it in the Shulchan Aruch. V'amav rachinen ala nami al mitzvahs eruv. We make a bracha. We call it mitzvahs eruv. Hello? The Chasim Sofer also writes that it's a mitzvah. The Chasim Sofer, or Chaim Tzadi Tess, which I think I mentioned earlier, says it's a mitzvah. He says, Yismach Libi Gamani was for this mitzvah gedol, mitzvah atikon ha-gadol halaz. The Siach Yitzchak plays up the positives in the mitzvah of doing Erev, and he brings a piece which we also saw online quoted from the Gra. But the Siach Yitzchak has it in Chav Gimel that when the pasuk says in Kohelet, "Zeh Yachel Kimi Kol Amali," this was my portion from all of my amal, all of my struggle, all of my work that I did. Chadamar Maklo v'Chadamar Kodo. One said it was his makil, and the other one said it was kodo, which means his pottery vessel. So what is that referring to? So maklo is eruv, which you have the lechi v'kari, and then you can carry your makil. And kodo is the klicheres that you use to wash your hands. But the wording is chelke mitzvosa v'takanos tobos ha'ele shetikein liyisrael. It certainly sounds like this is a mitzvah. This isn't simply a way to get around the problem, but it's something that you're supposed to be doing. The Mishnah Halachos, as I mentioned earlier, in Ches Kuf Mem Gimel, writes very strongly that it must be done and that it's a mitzvah. The Nesivo Shabbos in Chav Vav Ha'arav Vav quotes the Ishal Avram, which I assume is the Ishal Avram Pachech, but I didn't actually look at it, at the end of Shin Samach Dalet, where he says, if you can't do a proper tikkun, meaning in terms of Lechi Kara and all that, but the only type of a tikkun you can do will be Svek Sveka, whether it's good, he says you should do the Svek Sveka and tell people that it's not to be relied on, it's only in case people carry it by accident, this will be good enough for them. And you see what Shamas comments on that and says, this is because not only is the Eruv a mitzvah, but the Mechitzos are mitzvah as well. So this way, you're Yotze, the mitzvah of setting this up. However, despite everything we've just said, there is not total agreement that it's a mitzvah, and there are practical ramifications of it, of whether we call it a mitzvah or not. So the Shulchan Aruch does. So the Shita Mekubetzes is one. The Shita Mekubet says on in Beitza and Chavdalid, when we say that if you don't do the, if you tell people not to do an Eruv, people are going to make a mistake and that will cause kilkul. So he says, Mikan lamadu shemitzvah la'ari ve'ruv echatzel shishtufim avaoz kde lishmor harava mikilkul. The mitzvah is, not a mitzvah of Eruv, the mitzvah is sort of under maybe lifnei iverish. You don't want people to make a mistake and carry. That's not really, there's a mitzvah of doing this. It's a mitzvah of preventing people from sinning. The Tosefta Shabbos in Shin Samach Tes Aleph says also it's not really a mitzvah. Ah, the Shulchan Aruch wrote mitzvah? He says, no, that just, he just wants to be Mizari's people to do it. He wants to energize people to do it. That's really all it is. And he brings proof, which we're going to come back to in a moment, to show you it's not a mitzvah. The Mishnah Bura also seems to believe it's not a mitzvah, directly, in the sense that he writes both in Shin Samach Vav Ayin Ches and in Shin Tarihei Aleph, that the mitzvah reference just means to avoid having people carry Be'isr. It's not that Eruv is a mitzvah. So what are the ramifications of calling it a mitzvah? Two. One is the issue of setting up the Eruv Ben Hashmashos. The Mishnah in Shabbos, we presumably know it well, Perpa Memadlikin, in Source Chav Vav, it shows up in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Daled, says, Savek Hashecha, Savek Ein Hashecha, this period of Ben Hashmashos, not exactly dark, not exactly day. Ein ma'asvin es havadei v'ampila sakeim l'vligas aneros, havo ma'asvin es hademai, uma arvin v'tomin es hachamin. You are allowed to be ma'arev during Ben Hashmashos. Why is that such a big deal? Because the rule is that you're only allowed to do things during Ben Hashmashos in the event that they are either tzarech mitzvah or sha'as hadchak. That's the general rule, which we're about to see.
Then why can't you...
Hang on.
Hang on.
First of all, take a look at the Rambam on Eruv. The Rambam writes in Source of Zion. Aval niskaven lishmos grishus hayachad versus harabim. V'niach eruv bekarmelis. O shniskaven lishmos bekarmelis v'niach eruv grishus hayachad versus harabim. Hareze eruv. That's a side note. The shabbish as kinias eruv. This is the point that's relevant for us. At the time when the eruv kicks in, shu bein hashmashos, mudr la'otzi l'hachnis mikol achas mishtei rishuyos lekarmelis l'dvar mitzvah. You will be allowed to transport for the sake of a mitzvah. Shekol davar, here's the key, shekol davar shu midivrei sofrim, lo gazru alav bein hashmashos b'mako mitzvah. The issur of transport between those domains is itself only going to be to apply if you're not doing it for mitzvah or sha'as hadchak. Meaning, during Ben Hashmashos, I am allowed to transport between these domains for the sake of a mitzvah or for the sake of need. That's the rule. So the Rambam, right? If I stop with that, I could say, well, that shows the Eruv Chatzeros is a mitzvah, right? That's why I'm allowed to do it, Ben Hashmashos. However, the Kesef Mishnah says just the opposite. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chav Dalet Halacha Yud, Source Chav Ches. He says, "Kol dvarim shenasur mishum shavus lo gazru aleihem Ben Hashmashos ela ba'atzmo shel yom or yitzumo shel yom shein asurin." Right? That's the rule. The Rabbanans were not created for Ben Hashmashos. Assuming there is some mitzvah to pursue, or some great need. Right?
Does it make a difference if the act itself is a mitzvah, or it's you're doing this potential malach, quasi-malacha, to get to the mitzvah?
Like?
Can you be ma'arav without doing malacha?
I mean, in making sure I have a suda for Shabbos, for example. We say that you are allowed to. So that's an example of what you are allowed to.
Can you be ma'arav without doing malacha?
Can you be ma'arav without... Yeah. I mean, setting up an Arab meal in and of itself is not malacha. The question is it valid if you set up in Hashmashos?
Because it's already Shabbos?
Well, that's the question. Correct. So the Kesef Mishnah writes here, if you had just left me with these Rambams alone in a room, I would have assumed Eruv Chatzeros is a mitzvah, and that's why he says you can do it Ben Hashmashos. However, the Kesef Mishnah says no. He says, Umashakasav in Chavtes, Dehu Adin, Elim Haya Tarod Onechbas. How did the Rambam know that if you're just really caught up in things, you're allowed to do the Eruv Ben Hashmashos? Lamad Kin Mitisnan, Savech Hashecha Ma'arvin Eruv Chatzeros. The Rambam learns that from the fact that we say you're allowed to do Eruv Chatzeros Ben Hashmashos. The Ein Ba'anachas and Mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. Elisha Nidrad Venechbaz. You were just so busy that you didn't get to do it before. So the Kesef Mishnah says explicitly that the that it is indeed not a mitzvah, which tells you that that when he writes in Shulchan Aruch it's a mitzvah, he's not serious. Because he's the same person. The in the Beis Yosef at the end of Shin Sadi Dalet, he also offers that maybe it's quasi mitzvah that keeps people from doing Yisurim.
Or maybe he's saying that he thinks that according to the Rambam it's not a mitzvah, but in his personal opinion it is a mitzvah.
That's not his language.
Oh, okay.
The Magen Avraham, I'm going to ask you not to bring that, because I really do want to finish this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, show me after if you want. The Magen Avraham takes the opposing view. The Magen Avraham on Reish Samach says that it absolutely is a mitzvah. In Reish Samach, we say that you're supposed to ask questions in your household, right? In the Shulchan Aruch and Lamed. You're supposed to ask questions close to dark. And one of the questions is, Eruvtim, did you do Eruv? So the Magen Avraham writes, in Lamed Aleph, who did she hear Mishaf Sikh Milasas Malacha, tell them not to do Malacha. Vinirali did Sarach Lomer Gamkin Eruvtim Eruv Chatzeros. He says, when you say Eruvtim, that has to include Eruv Chatzeros. As the Tour wrote, the Alpha Gav the Mudr La Ari Ben Ashmashos. Granted, you could do it Ben Ashmashos, so therefore maybe I don't need to ask them, did you do it already? Because they will take care of Ben Ashmashos. Hainu Mishum Mitzvah He Tiru Shvos. That's because it's a mitzvah. So really, you should warn them so that you don't end up doing it. It's only a little bit of it, you know, you're stuck. But he says, mitzvah. And that's what I wanted to show you. He says it's because of mitzvah. And indeed, the Bir Halacha takes that as well. The Bir Halacha in Reish Samach Aleph, I wrote it for you in Lamed Gimel, says that the reason that you're allowed to do it is because it is a mitzvah. Clear? Okay. So that's one nafkamina, though, of whether you call it a mitzvah or not, is that you're allowed to do it ben ashmashos. The other nafkamina is, what if I want to acquire my share in the Eruv b'chatzeros with cash? Instead of saying, I'm going to contribute, here's my role, right? I want to buy your role, and it'll be considered my portion in the Eruv b'chatzeros. The Shulchan Aruch writes, it's in Lamed Dalet, Hanosin Maus Lanachtum, you give money to the baker. Ba'amarla, you say to him, Yavo, Bnei Achatzir, Liknos Vimcha Kikar La'eruv, you say to him, if the residents come to you and say they want to buy a roll for the Eruv, he says, Zecheli Be'eruv Sheheli Chelakimam Beshvil Mazu. So he says, if you say that to them, if you say, I want you to sell me I want you to sell me a portion of this such that it's going to be my portion in this role, ain't no Eruv. So the rule is that it doesn't actually count. You can't do that. You follow? Why? Because Del Raisa Maos Einon Konos. Biblically, if I buy movable items, I don't actually acquire them by giving the cash. Right? The whole discussion of Anis V'chita Chabalia is Midrabanan. There's a discussion about taking ownership by giving cash. But Midrabanan, you don't own things when you give cash. So the Magen Avraham writes, I don't understand, in Lamed Hei. He says, Ksas Kasha, this is difficult, because in Choshen Mishpat we say, regarding buying wine for Kiddush, that in fact, if you give cash for Kiddush, that works. Why? Because it's Tzarech Mitzvah. Therefore, we're willing to say, I'm sorry, I said it backwards. The Midrabanan, the money does work. You didn't call me on it. Midra Raisa Maus Kanos. Biblically, giving cash does work. Midra Banan, they said it doesn't work because we don't want a situation in which I give you cash, you're holding the item on layaway or whatever it is, and then there's some catastrophe and it gets destroyed and you say, well, it's not my problem, you bought it. So Midra Banan, we say money doesn't work. Sorry. So the Magen Avraham says, but when it comes to Dvar Mitzvah, we rely on the biblical. Just like regarding Kiddush, we say you can buy wine, it's considered yours, even if all you did was pay cash. So he says the same thing should be true here regarding the mitzvah. I don't understand, and he writes, Erev Nami Mitzvah. So why doesn't that work? So the Tosefta Shabbos says, I'll tell you why, it's not really a mitzvah. That's the answer. The Shulchan Aruch called it a mitzvah to energize people, but it's not really a mitzvah. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Erev in Samaches, right, where Abaye and Rabba don't do Erev, right? So he says, if it was a mitzvah, they would do it. They found time to do lulav. So he says, presumably they would do that too. And ditto in the case of Mishnah, as we saw above. And ditto in the Tosos in Shabbos as well. Tosos in Shabbos Lamed Dalet, I've actually brought it for you here, notes that when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, we say that your meal that your meal has to be bread. Whereas when you deal with Erev Tchumen, we say that it can be any food. Right? Mamay Melach, whatever, any food can count for Erev Tchumen. Why do we distinguish? So Tosfos says, as I brought you here in Lamed Vav, because Erev Tchumen is only for the sake of a mitzvah. So you're doing it for a mitzvah, we're going to be lenient and say, use any meal you want. Whereas when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, apparently it's not a mitzvah.
Does that impact Shituf then, that Svara? Because you can use other things for Shituf.
That's an interesting question. So then why is it that we're makel for Shituf?
Yeah.
Right? It's an interesting question. But those are the two nafkaminas that I saw for calling it a mitzvah or not. Can you do it benash mashos? And can you acquire your share with money? Okay. Now, Erev Chatzeros versus Shituf HaMavos. We now understand that Shlomo created something and Yirmiyahu was somehow involved with it. There may have been houses in this picture, or it may have only been joint property to private property and back. Shlomo's takana may have included Shituf HaMavos. We create this takana in order to protect the issues of transport on Shabbos and possibly to create Shalom, at least if you're in the Yerushalmi. And it may be considered a mitzvah. There are a lot of people who are very emphatic that it's a mitzvah and you should be doing it, even though there are these sources that could be read as saying, no, it's not a mitzvah. Okay. Erev Chatzeros versus Shituvim Avoas. First of all, both of them are doing fundamentally the same thing, just in different areas. Right? Erev is to merge houses that abut a yard and allow transport into the yard. And Shituvim Mavoos is to join Mavoos and the properties that are adjacent to these side streets. So why do I have two different terms? Why don't we just call them both Eruv? So the Aruch HaShulchan brings two reasons, as I brought you in Lamed Zion. One reason that he brings, I think I'm going to go outside of the sources for the rest of it to make sure that we get through, but you can see them there, I brought them on the sheet. But the Aruch HaShulchan brings two ideas. Number one is that it makes it easier to speak briefly and identify what you're discussing without having to say, Eruve Mavos, Eruve Chatzeros. You know, Eruv is Chatzer, La'arev is Chatzer, and L'shatev is Mavoi. He says it there in Shin Pei Vav Aleph, and also in Shin Tzadi Hei Aleph. That's number one. Number two, he has this very strange other idea, where he says that Mavoi has more people, and Shituv sounds more global than Eruv. I wasn't really clear on why that was true. Kol Yisrael Arevin Zebazeh has a very large number of people, Baruch Hashem. I wasn't really clear and what that meant. However, in truth, this whole thing isn't so, because we don't really have two separate terms. Meaning we use Eruv to mean Shituv sometimes. The Gemara in Eruv in Pehei Omid Beis, which I brought you in Lamed Ches, is Medayek. Right? It says you use the word Eruv, that implies Eruv and not Shituv. That's what the Gemara there says. But Tosfos there says, but that's not true. There are times when the Gemara actually says Eruv and it means Shituv. In Lamed Ches, he says you shouldn't really use that kind of extrapolation. Similarly, Tosus in Erev in Mem Vav Amid Beis, Shelo, notes as well that there are times when we use the term La'ariv when in fact we're referring to Shituf, and the Aruch HaShulchan himself in Shin Tzadi Hei Aleph notes that both are really called Erev since that's what they do. Just, we differentiate it as a matter of convenience, but you shouldn't get so caught up in this distinction between words because they really are doing the same thing and they will overlap in their terminology in the Gemara. Never the other way, meaning you'll never see Shituf Chatzeros. But you will say Eruv Chatzeros, Eruv referring to Mavoos. Is Shituf alone, this is the big question, and I'm not 100% sure that I got all this, but I think I did. Is Shituf alone sufficient to permit carrying within the individual Chatzeros and between the Chatzeros? In other words, there are a bunch of Chatzeros, they abut a Mavoi, we did a Shituf for the Mavoi. Will that work such that there's no need to do Eruv Chatzeros? After all, it's merging everyone, right? So I brought you Erev and Ayin Aleph Amud Beis in Source Mem Beis, where we have the position of Rav Elazar ben Tadai and Rabbi Meir, and they both say that Shituf does not eliminate the need for Eruv. You need Eruv along with your Shituf, and that's paskin by Rav, and the concern is, lest the kids forget about Eruv. Now, not everyone agrees that this is actually about lest kids forget about Eruv. And that brings me back to the Yerushalmi, where I said the Smag disagrees with his read of the Yerushalmi. The Smag, which I brought you, Mem Gimel, thinks that the Yerushalmi that said we do it for Darkei Shalom was talking about doing Eruv where they already did Shituf. And the goal of doing Erev, where you already did Shituf, is Dargi Shalom. That's what the Smag writes as part of Aseder Rabbanan Aleph. The Marsha explains, because when you can take something from your house into your neighbor's house, that adds a dimension of peace. There's a nice long Marsha at the end of Erev in the Chiddush HaHalachos. It's good to read. I brought you the excerpt there in Mem Daled. So, whether you believe it's for peace, or whether you believe it's less kids forget about Eruv, the bottom line is that the position in Eruv and Ayin Aleph on the base, Paskin by Rav, is you cannot count on your, you may not count on your Shituf, you need to do a separate Eruv. The Rambam Paskins, it's in Aleph Yutes, and I brought it there in Mem Hei, and the Shulchan Aruch rules it in Shin Pei Zayin, that you need to do each one independently, lest they forget. The exception is, as noted in the Gemara, that if you're going to use bread for the Shituf, then it's fine. Because kids recognize the role of bread. Somehow bread, everybody knows bread. Wine, we don't pay so much attention to. In our world, I think it's the opposite, but okay. The Rama says no. He says, we do Shituf in lieu of Eruv, even if the Shituf is wine. He writes it in Shin Pei Zayin Aleph, and ditto in Shin Samach Vav Gimel. He does say that in his day they're doing bread, but he says it should be fine. He says we also leave our meal in the shul, right? If it was an Eruv, Chatzeros, it would have to be in a house. But since it's a Shituf, it can be in the shul. That's its own discussion, which we have to come back to. So the question then is, so why didn't the Gemara say that you could do this? Why does the Gemara say not to do this? So the Rama offers this interesting explanation in which he says, in the Gemara's time, they needed to do it separately. It was in Shin Pei Zayin Aleph, which I brought you in Mem Vav. He says, Bizmana Gemara, the Bnei Chatzer, did not all give to the Shituf. The Chatzer would do one Erev themselves, and one of the members of the Chatzer would join the Shituf. However, it's really fine if everybody in the Chatzer is going to contribute to the Shituf, then we're good. That's what the Rama writes. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Levush to ask, what are you talking about? Number one, who says they did that in the Gemara's day? It's in Zoraz Memches. Who says that was what they did in the days of the Gemara? And number two, if he's doing it as representative of everybody, he's Mizake everybody, what's your problem? What's the big deal? The Chazon Ish in Tzadi Chaf Daled, which you can't find in the main or Chaim Moed one in the Chazon Ish on Hebrew books, but there's another one in Hebrew books. It's book 49390, in which it's just on Erevin, and there you can find it. He seems to agree with the Rama. He says it doesn't work unless each one gives individually. He says that's the implication of the language on Daf Ayin Aleph. However, he does note, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis talks about the Bnei Chabura in Source Mem Tes merging together with their bread at the meal. Even though it's only from one of them. But the Chazon Ish writes that may be different because people at a Seuda are naturally more merged together. And also, the case that you're talking about is Zikui without people's knowledge. Here, at the Seuda, they all know. They know what's going on. That's different. The Eben HaOzer in the back of the Shulchan Aruch on Shin Pei Zayin has a very interesting idea. He says that if each chatzer does its own eruv, then you can have the rep from each chatzer give to the overall shituf. That's what makes it okay. But otherwise, you need each individual to contribute. I think that's what's going on. I don't think it's an interesting idea. I think that's what the Rama meant. In other words, in the days of the Gemara, since you had the individual chatzer merge, then you can have one member of the chatzer. If you don't have that, then you need each individual to contribute. I'm not sure I should even use this as special. I think that's simply what the Rama is saying. So what you have then is everybody up to the Rama saying you need to do the individual erev chatzeros, and the Rama saying no, you don't. Some do require that the individual chatzeros do their own internal eruv, and then we can rely on the shituf to get rid of the merger of the chatzeros via the mavli. And the Beis Yosef actually says that in Shin Pei Zayin. So in other words, you have your shituf for the mavli as a whole, but the individual chatzeros do their own internal eruv. That's the Beis Yosef. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Pei Zayin Hei, who has those who oppose. If you're stuck, then you're allowed to use the shituf alone, just the shituf, for one Shabbos. The Rambam brings that in Hilchos Erevin and Hei Yudalit, based on the Yerushalmi Erevin Vav Tess, and the Aruch HaShulchan quotes in Shin Pei Zayin Gimel. So even if you don't like the idea of using the shituf for everybody without an Eruv, one Shabbos, you can get away with it if you're already stuck. For more, see the Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Dalet. What about the other way around? Is Eruv alone sufficient? If all of the Chatzeros merge for Eruvin through their cross entrances, can they just do that and stay out of the Mavli? Or do I need Shita for the Mavli? So now they're all a unified resident, right? So Rashi in Ayin Aleph Amud Beis says we have the same concern for forgetting Shituf as we have for forgetting Eruv. Just like we said when it came to Shituf, we said if you do only Shituf, then the kids are going to forget the Eruv Chatzeros. So too, if you only do Eruv Chatzeros, people are going to forget Shituf and Mavalos, which I think is true. But the Rashi therefore has the same exact concern. Nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Pei Zayin Aleph says it's fine to use the Mavoi if all you did is Erevin, and the Ramah says, quoting the Rashi on the Mordechai in Shin Pei Zayin Aleph, and so it's burned in the Tiva Shabbos Lamed Gimel. So you couldn't just do Erevin; you don't need Shituf. The Poskim tend to follow the Ramah, allowing a single meal as both Erev and Shituf. The Menhagim of the Ma'aril, Erev Chatzeros, hey, the Tashbeitz, Beis Lamed Gimel, says don't do extras because it's an unnecessary bracha. The Lavush, quoted in that Mishnah Brura, Shin Pei Zayin Yud Beis, the Shari Tshuva, Shin Pei Zayin quotes the Ari, the Kafachayim, Shin Pei Zayin Chav Aleph, they all say, yeah, we just do one thing and it's all good. Two notes. The Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh, Dalid, Vav, Kuf Ayin Beis. After quoting those who say you can do both, says we don't. He says did I bring it on here? I was going to bring it on here because now I'm not 100% sure whether I'm remembering the Rashba was for or against. All right, I have to look at it. Sorry? No, I didn't bring it. All right. The other piece, though, is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, none of this applies in our cities anyway. Our cities are like a big chatzer, which is why we don't use tikkuni mavoi, right? We don't do lechi or kara. We just do our tzuros haPesach and we're happy. So he says, we just have one big erev chatzeros and no shituf. And he says, those who make an erev for smaller yards are destructive. Now, there are technical problems in doing a single eruv or shituf. One is the materials, which we've already mentioned. Does it have to be bread like Eruv? The Tur, quoting the Rosh, Erev in Vav Yud Zayin, says wine is fine. The Ramah we already saw says some are fine with wine, but in my community they did bread. The Taz in Shin Pei Zayin Beis, and the Magen Avraham in Shin Pei Zayin Beis also, I think, asked, why did the Ramah need to have everybody contribute if you're using bread, which is good for Eruv? And the Aruch HaShulchan says that Ramah is trying to satisfy the Beis Yosef C.H. Omrim, saying that even this view will agree where every member can contribute. Fine. Leave that. I shouldn't have gone into that. The bottom line is that the Ramah says it's fine with wine. In terms of the location, you have a problem as well. Because the other major difference between Erev and Shituf is the issue of location. The Erev is only in a house. Shituf is a machlokas, whether it's allowed in a house or only in a chatzer's space. So the Bach writes in Shin Pei Zayin Beis, I wrote it for you in Source Nandalin. He says, we use a shul. Why? Number one, because we don't have the same urban structure that they did. House to chatzer to mavli. Our house is open directly into the mavli. So it makes more sense to view this as shituf, and therefore it doesn't need to be in a house. Number one. Number two, because our houses are separate in many places. They're not all like on the same chatzer and on the same mavli. If you put it in one house, it's going to disqualify the residents from elsewhere. But a shul is like a yard open to all the mavoos. So therefore, he says, better to put it in a shul. That's the Bach's position. Okay, there's more to say about this. I imagine when we talk about location, we're going to have to talk about this more. But the other issue is the language. If I am really counting this as both Erev and Shituf, what do I say for my text? Like, Bahadein what? So the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan both say it's fine to just say Eruv. The Mishnah Berurah writes it's best to say that it is for both when you do your dedication. I brought it in Source Nun Hey. In Shin Pei Zayin Yud Beis, you should say Yosetov Lomer Peferish Bishas Hanochas HaEruv Shamanicho Gam L'Shem Shituf. But in the actual Nusach, in Nun Vav, he says the language is Bahadein Eruva. And when you list what you're now going to be permitted to do, then you say, as well, the sharyusa, the expression of permission, you mention both. But in your beginning, you just say, That's what the Mishneh Berurah has, and the same language appears in the Aruch HaShulchan, where he says, "Bahadein eruva yesharalan." The Chazon Ish said you need to say it is shituf in order for it to count, or it absolutely will not work for non-adjacent areas. And if you want it to be an eruv, then you have to say that too. And the Nesiva Shabbos takes this view in Lamed Aleph, Samach Dalet. The Grouse book, which I really enjoyed in preparing this, the everything you needed to know about Erev Hatzeiros, but we're afraid to ask what we found in the footnotes. So he says in Yud Ches Ha'ara Yudalid that there's actually Machlokas Rishonim brought in Tosfos Erev and Ayin Aleph and Mudbeis Yibra Maskel Pas. It's the long Tosfos, but the part that's on Ayin Beis and Aleph is the part that you want. And if you take the Ri and the Ran there, then the purpose for which you collected it matters. But Tosfos himself seems to say, as the Aruch HaShulchan and Mishneh Berurah do, that you don't need to state the purpose. I probably said this more quickly than I should have, but I hope that it was basically clear. Certainly the setup of where this comes from, I think, was clear. The issue of doubling as each other may be fleshed out more as we go through it. What are you going to take next week? Do you know yet?